The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me.
Hey, 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 from Oakland, New Jersey to Aberdeen, North Carolina, Janesville, Wisconsin, Bozeman, Montana, Baker City, Oregon. This is What You Got. We stream across the United States, around the world on the Internet. We are here to answer your questions about antiques and collectibles. My name is Harry Rinker. I'm the host of the show. You can learn a lot about me by going to my website, harryrinker.com. What can you find there? Well, you can read my weekly column, Rinker on Collectibles. I do a Q&A column 1 week, and I do a text column another week. You can find information about my book, Cellkeeper Toss, my personal appearances. We are working on a number of things right now. On that, we've got appearances set up for Wilkes-Barre, Lexington, Kentucky, Janesville, Wisconsin, a number of places in the year ahead. But most importantly, I'd like to talk to you, and that is just have you give us a call. And in fact, you participate in the show by one of two ways. Give us a call or send us an email. The calling way is easier. My producer and phone screener today is Tom. We have one phone number but six phone lines. So, and I'm going to get that number out up front here in this hour. 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Let's get those phone lines filled up. My email address, by the way, and the mailbag is empty. I mean, come on, gang. We need some letters. We can get them anytime during the week. The mailbag is great because it gives me a chance to do some research work on the question before we just deal with it here on the air. And that mailbag address is harrylrinker@aol.com. Now, before we go into all the other stuff involved with the other thing, we have a caller on the line who's been waiting very patiently since the top of the hour. So we're going to go to Tom. Hey, hi, Tom.
Good morning.
Hey, where are you, buddy?
I'm in State College, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and you got a lot of snow up there?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Well, that's good. I'm going to be tromping over that way, heading for Wilkes-Barre. And I have to tell you, I hate Route 80 when it's snowing, man.
Oh, yeah, it could be bad.
Could be bad. Well, what you got here?
I got some early 1900 German glass Christmas ornaments.
Okay. How do you know they're from that early period?
Because they were from my great-grandparents.
Okay. So they've been in the family, right?
Right.
Okay, and what are they? Are they just glass balls? Are they figures?
About half are glass balls and some are figural.
Give me some of the figural ones. Santa Clauses, trucks, bells. What are we talking about?
Like a banana fruit.
Okay, all right. Are you sure it's a banana and not a pickle?
I'm pretty sure that one's a banana, yeah.
It's yellow, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, the figural ones, you could be in the $25 to $40 range very quickly, depending on what they are. The glass ball ones, you may not be up quite as high. You know, in a way, the ideal thing to do, Tom, would be to send me a photograph of them. You could send it to my email address, harrylrinker@aol.com. Don't forget to put that middle initial in there, harrylrinker@aol.com, and I could, you know, once I see them, I'll know better what you have. In fact, Linda and I are heading over to Siphon, Germany in December, as we do every year, mainly to talk to the people that make the nutcrackers and the Rikers, smoking men and that type of thing, and some of the wooden toys. But every once in a while, we stop in Luschau, which is the big center in Germany where all those glass ornaments come from, And the ones that were brought over by Woolworths and others at the turn of the century have a lot of collectability attached to them. The reason I ask you about the pickle was the fact that on all our Christmas trees here, we have a pickle hidden. And the deal was that on Christmas morning, the kid that got up and found the pickle first on the tree ornaments, among the tree ornaments, got a special gift. That's why. But hey, there's a big difference between a pickle and a banana, and I'm sure you can tell what it is.
I think there's some birds.
Yeah.
Papers. There's like an angel not fabric, but it's a gold-colored.
Yeah, it's like on a stiff cardboard, a thin, stiff cardboard, possibly.
Right, but it's some of it's sort of a fabric because it's, I mean, three dimensional.
Yeah, it could well be, and those could be in the $35-$45 plus range as well. The bird ornaments, do they have where the legs of the bird, do they come down with like wire and then have a clip there to clip on the branches?
Oh, I think so. I don't have it in front of me, so
yeah. Yeah, these sound like very typical stuff. Of course, the big problem is that these are still being made today exactly as they were back at the beginning of the 20th century. And so it's always important to pin them down. What you want to do with these ornaments, especially what you want to do with these ornaments, is write down their history so that you have it in the family and it's there. No chance you have an old photograph of a Christmas tree with the ornaments, do you?
No, no.
Yeah, well, okie doke. All right, well, Tom, thank you for your call. Tom's listening to us at WRSC up in State College, Pennsylvania. Now, going back to the kind of what we do on What You Got, we talk about the things that you have around the house. Now, it could be something like in Tom's case that came down through the family, been around for generations. He was lucky enough to know that he had this group of ornaments from his grandparents. But, hey, if you're in your 70s, 60s, or 70s, maybe some of that stuff that you got as a kid is worth a lot of money. Chances are it might be. On the other hand, chances are if you saved your kids' toys, they may be worth a lot more because that's the hot market at the moment. Maybe you just have a bunch of stuff up in the attic, down the basement, and you've been thinking, you know, I've got to get rid of this stuff. You know, how should I do it? Where can I get the best price? You know, give us a call about that. Or if you just have a question about how the antiques and collectibles trade works. I've been around this business pretty much all of my life, and that gives me a lot of expertise. I mentioned earlier you can visit my website. We do have a couple of rules here on the show where we control calls, only in the sense that we want to be fair to everybody. That phone number I give out runs over into six phone lines, and so we take the calls in the order that we receive them. So it's one object per call. Now, if you have a second or third object, that's not a big problem. All you got to do is pick the phone back up and give us a call again. Let me get that toll-free number out. Tom, my producer and phone screener, don't want him sitting there twiddling his thumbs here. 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Also, get that email address out. That email address, again, is Harry L. Rinker. Uses my middle initial. My website does not, but this one does. HARRYLRINKER. Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. It's the holidays, and we'll be seeing a lot of great stuff coming out for Thanksgiving and Christmas. The problem with being old, and I'm old, is that you remember the holidays from the 40s and 50s and 60s, when Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas were really clearly separate and defined holidays. And so you got the Halloween decorations out first, and then they came down, and Mom put out the Thanksgiving Day decorations, and they were out for a couple of weeks, and then they came down, and finally the Christmas came. Well, today, all these holidays are blended into one big major holiday season. Many of you, I'm sure, have been following all the controversy about all the stores opening up on Thanksgiving Day and stuff. Well, anyway, we're going to take a break, but that'll give you a chance to fill up those phone lines, give you a chance to check around, maybe give some thought to a question or two you'd like to answer. Our toll-free number, 1-800-259-5791. This is What You Got, a show about antiques, collectibles, the stuff you have around the house. We'll be right back.
I got the credit card blues. I spent too much and I don't know what to do.
I'll tell you what to do. Call the Debt Partners. They'll help you get out of high interest credit card debt. They'll call your creditors on your behalf to lower your debt.
I made the call, now I'm not singing the blues no more. I'm singing a happy tune now, 'cause my credit card problems are all gone. Say, boy, give my fans that number.
800-430-3134. 800-430-3134.
If you want to get out of debt now, call the Debt Partners for a free 10-minute review to help you get out of debt fast. Here's the number again.
800-430-3134. 800-430-3134. That's 800-430-3134.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Oh, I'm getting wild about Harry.
Hey, and Harry's wild. He's talking about antiques and collectibles again. We'd love to have you on the line as well. Meanwhile, we do have another caller from up at WRSC Country. Let's talk to Ted. Hi, Ted. What you got?
Yeah, hi. Oh, this is the first time I've ever heard your show. It's pretty interesting. Yeah, about maybe 20-some, 25 years ago at the flea market, and I come across this heavy woven blanket. It's black and yellow. You could tell it's definitely hand woven. There's no machining about it. And I thought it was pretty unique because the whoever wove it did the weaving knew that this thing had to, in my estimation, withstand the elements and some, you know, carrying back and forth and, you know, that type of thing. So the blanket, it's all a black and yellow weave. In the middle, it has a big circle. I do have a picture of it on my cell phone somewhere. I think I'll probably try to email it to you. But it's got a round circle in it, and then around the perimeter circle, it's got, like, loops. I don't know how to explain them exactly, but and then yeah. On the ends of it, it's got, like, a Z pattern. And this is done in a black and yellow. And then the end of the, where the salvage edge, I guess, would be, is kind of looped around to do the salvage end of it. And it does have some strings hanging off the edges.
Well, let me ask a question, Ted. Is this blanket for a bed or something that they would have used in a sleigh or something?
You know, this, I don't believe this would have been big enough for a bed, but maybe very, very, I'm thinking this, you know, I don't know, I'm guessing, I'm thinking this blanket's 100 years old, I don't know.
Okay, when you first started to describe it, I'm thinking you have what we call a jacquard coverlet, but you don't have that, and the dead giveaway is the color pattern. The jacquard coverlets used mostly hand-dyed wool, and they were red and blues and greens and maybe some yellows, but certainly not yellow and black. Now, the only other possibility would have been that someone dyed something blue, and the blue was so dark it looked black, but I don't think so. Those were bed-size blankets. As you were describing the piece more and more and more and more, it sounded to me like a sleigh blanket or a horse carriage blanket or something that was used, you know, when people went out riding in the winter, and you know, you see all these things in the movies and so forth. And so as a result, why it really really is what it is. If that is the case, those were very heavy blankets. I mean, this thing should feel very heavy, a lot of weight to it, right, Ted?
It is a very heavy blanket.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Correct.
All the more reason why I think it's that. I'm not sure it's handmade. I'm not sure it's not machine made. Most horse blankets were machined, and machines can, you know, by the time that blanket was made, and it could well be 100 years old, by the time that blanket was made, there were certainly big industrial machines that could duplicate almost anything that looked like it was hand woven. Anyway, the long and the short of all of this is as follows. If it's a good horse blanket and it's in decent shape, we used to tell people, again, that they didn't have a lot of value, $25-$35. But, again, the current marketplace has changed that a little bit. And if you have a good horse blanket and it's got some good vintage to it and it's in decent shape, you're looking easily at $50 to $65 and maybe as high as $75 to $100. Okay?
Maybe it was a Midwest Indian, like an Aztec style.
Yeah, I
kind of looked at that, I said, that's what this is.
Yeah, well, but those wouldn't be heavy. Not heavy the way you're describing them. But here's the situation, Ted. That's the key. If you have an image of that, get it to me on the email. Harry L. Rinker, that's HARRYLRINKER at AOL.com. And please make sure that when you send it to me, it's in a JPEG file. I got a letter in the mailbag earlier today from a listener, and he attached two images, but he did them in some kind of MOV file, and I don't, I can't open that file. I can open JPEGs, and so forth. It's, when you do that, start your email, I listen to what you got, and give us, and say, or I listen to what you got on WRSC, so we know where it's coming from as well, all right?
All right, well, I got a smartphone, so I don't know exactly how that configures.
I've got one of these Samsung Galaxy phones, and it's supposed to, I'm supposed to be able to talk into it and do all this. I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
I used that the other day, and that's a very neat feature. And how you do that is if you're gonna talk like on a WhatsApp, down on the right hand corner, you press down on that little microphone and you talk. And then as soon as you're done, you release that. Then it sends the audio file. And I did that with my daughter. It's so neat.
All right. Well, anyway,
it works well.
Well, thank you very much for your call. Yeah, this is another thing, too. I finally bit the bullet this week and went out and bought a digital camera. The reason is that I'm really going to start taking pictures of all the stuff that we have here in Kentwood, get it ready for anything happen to me or whatever, or I'm inclined to get rid of it. I want to get it cataloged and so forth so auctioneers know what's here, and to some extent Linda knows what's here, too. But I went in to buy a camera. Well, I just want a camera I can set up on a copy stand and take pictures of objects. Today, you go buy a digital camera, it has so many features and so many buttons and so many of this and so many of that. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, do I really want to learn how to use all that stuff? Do I really need all that stuff? And the guy says, well, you know, I said, I want an Nikkor lens with it, because that's what I used to do all my copy work in the old days. And he says, well, when it comes equipped with this other lens for outdoor use, he says, you ever going to take this camera outdoor and use it? I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I said, you know, can't we find a little simpler camera? But in the end, so then it was fooling around with me and says, hey, well, you know, what kind of memory card do you want? I said, what do you mean, what kind of memory card I want? I said, does it come with a memory card? No, you have to buy a memory card. You pay $800 for a camera and they don't have a memory card. It's unbelievable. So I finally bought this memory card for $13. They said, how many of these can you get? 500. I said, I'm going to get 500. That's all I need. You know, I'll download it before anything. And he says, well, that's the smallest one you can get. I said, okay. Fine and dandy. So now I've got a learning curve. I really decided I'm going to wait till after the holidays to try to do this. But I got to get it done. It is one of those things where, you know, I spend so much of my time going out to people's houses and looking at stuff and what have you, and they don't get it ready for sale, and then you get somebody in with an estate sale or whatever. They don't know what they're looking at, and I don't want Linda to have to deal with that right now. By the way, talking about getting rid of stuff, I'm looking at Antique Week. As you know, Antique Week is one of my favorite antiques and collectibles trade newspapers. It comes out of Knightstown, Indiana. It's a weekly paper. Does an Eastern and a Central edition, and both of them have a National edition in here. I'm looking at the November 10th, 2014 edition, and lo and behold, what's in there but a wonderful article by Carol Deutsch about the sale of my jigsaw puzzle. Well, the first sale of my jigsaw puzzle collection. There will be a lot more than that. But anyway, it's fun to, I guess it's fun to see your stuff being talked about as though it's an important collection, and it was sold. But they only sold 750 of the 5,000-plus jigsaws, so there's going to be another big sale next spring and maybe one sale after that as well. But that's only one of the many great stories in Antique Week this week. There's a World War I poster illustrated story by Don Johnson, story about the world's largest train collection pulls into New York City, a collection at the New York Historical Society. Well, that and a lot more you can find out on their website, which is antiqueweek.com. I want to encourage you to go up there and take a look at that, antiqueweek.com. Again, we'd love to get your call in here, 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. I don't know if the snow and is keeping everybody in late today, sleeping in late, but we're here ready to answer your calls. This is also, got to put a plug in too, that, you know, antiques and collectibles make great Christmas gifts. The goal of this is, you know, when you're looking for something different, something unique, something that isn't in every catalog out there, that isn't in everybody's house, consider giving one of the old antiques and collectibles that type of objects, maybe a pair of candlesticks or something. That, and there's a lot of great holiday stuff out there too. You may be sitting on a trove of holiday stuff. We did have somebody call in about some Christmas ornaments earlier today. How about looking around your house and seeing what you have? Well, we're going to take a little break here at the bottom of the hour to do some commercial business. Gives you a chance to put your head together to see what's going on. Give me a chance to take a little bit of a break. But we will be back. There's plenty more of what you got coming ahead. So please don't turn that radio dial. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund. Here's the number to call to order.
800-380-4095, 800-380-4095. Call now for free shipping. 800-380-4095, 800-380-4095.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Howdy folks, pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Oh, I'm just wild about every and every's wild about me.
Harry's wild about you, our listeners to What You Got. I love talking with you, and I can't do that if you don't give me a call. So let me get that phone number out there right now, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Meanwhile, as we often do in this segment of the show, we have a guest on the line. My guest is Sadik Kaplan. He is an expert in Jewish memorabilia, Judaica. He's written a brand new book for Schiffer Publishing called Jewish Antiques, From Menorahs to Seltzer Bottles, and I am thrilled to have him on so we can talk about this subject. Hi, Sadik. Welcome to What You Got.
Good morning. How are you, Harry?
I'm doing great. I want to tell you that I love your book, and I am going to tell you why. Normally, when I see Judaica and all the high-end auction stuff, what I see is all the stuff that was in the synagogues and the high-end homes. And you really have written a book about Judaica that was at every level of the marketplace. I mean, but most importantly, in the homes. And I love it.
Thank you very much. That's one of the points I wanted to come across in actually making a book was I'm straight middle class, born and raised, and the high-end stuff, not only does it not appeal to me, it's just not part of my upbringing and thinking. So I said to myself, there's just really no publications made on what stuff that somebody of my income stature would have used in their home maybe 100 years ago in Europe or even in the United States in the last 75 years. So I said, look, a lot of these items are attractive. A lot of these items have history. A lot of these items can be discussed about in a scholarly fashion, if I may say so. So I said, I'll put together a book, and when I have enough stuff, I'll try to get it published, and that's what I did.
Well, I have to, yeah, again, I mean, come on. Who would do a thing on seltzer bottles that were designed for the Jewish community? And yet there's some really attractive stuff in here.
Yeah, that's, again, I didn't want this to be one of the normal publications on Jewish ceremonial objects where it's just the same museum holdings just photographed and discussed in a different manner. I mean, I want it to be from the sacred, which is the menorah, or anything used in a ceremonial aspect, to the everyday. And what can get more lower, more common than a seltzer bottle? But if you, and that's why I wanted to do that title. So when people say, what is he talking about, Jewish antique seltzer bottles? I don't understand what this guy's trying to prove or the point he's trying to make. But when you open up my book and you read about just the seltzer bottles, you'll see that there can be a lot of moving emotion, even connected with a lowly seltzer bottle when it's designed in a certain way for the Jewish immigrant community of 1920s and 30s New York.
Absolutely. Well, now, I have to say, I mean, just looking through your book, it was a treat for me. I do get to see a lot of this stuff coming into appraisal clinics and so forth. Not as much. It depends pretty much on what city you're in. But, you know, I love trench art, what's known as trench art. And here on at page 125 is probably one of the most unusual pieces of trench art I've ever seen. This, now, again, for our listeners, trench art is art that's so-called done in the trenches, and what they used to do in World War I especially, but other times they take artillery shells and then do them. But here somebody's taken one and really decorated it up, and it's a gorgeous piece.
Yeah, I explain in that, and for that piece specifically, that this is specific to the World War I era in Jerusalem, when the British Empire conquered the Ottoman Turks and drove them out in Jerusalem. There were all kinds of spent shells littering the battlefields, and what Jewish artisans would do is scoop up these spent shells and decorate them, and so they could be sold primarily to the British soldiers and officers stationed in Jerusalem in 1917, 1918, 1919. And you have varieties of ways of how they decorated. They would engrave it, they would hammer it, they would chase it. But the most time-consuming and skillful way to decorate one of these pieces was called damascening, which is inlaying silver and copper onto the brass shell. And the piece you're talking about in my book has a incredible lion with a forked tongue.
Oh, you bet it does.
And a Star of David, all in silver and copper. And what's great about it is that it's engraved in Hebrew and English, the actual date of either manufacturing this piece or commemorating some event, which I haven't been able to figure out, which is, I think, 1918 or 1919. And I wouldn't say it's one of a kind. I'm sure there's others like it out there. Probably not in the United States. They were probably brought home by British soldiers and officers to England. You'll find trench shells decorated with Hebrew all over the London flea markets. It's not technically trench art. As you said so rightly, it's trench art is defined as stuff soldiers would do, you know, to pass the time in the trenches, etc. But this was done by local artisans to sell as souvenirs.
Yeah, I mean, Sadek, I just want to say how much this book expanded my interest in the subject and seeing the variety out there. My guest, by the way, is Sadek. That's T-S-A-D-I-K Kaplan. Sadek Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N. He is the author of Jewish Antiques from Menorahs to Seltzer Bottles, recently published by Schiffer Publishing. Now, Sadek, do you have a website that we could refer
I don't have a website as of yet because until this book came out very, very recently, I really wanted to keep my identity on the down low. Book signings, et cetera, I will have a website up and coming. But anybody can contact me at my first name, which is T like Tom, S like Sam, A as in Apple, D as in David, IK, and then the number is 613@gmail.com.
Okay, well, let's get back to your book again. I mean, again, I just get fascinated by the everyday stuff. I mean, why wouldn't there be an eye chart in Hebrew for people who can't read?
One of the main reasons, again, there's many different reasons I wrote the book for different audiences, but the main reason was to introduce everyone. You don't have to be Jewish. You don't even have to know anything about the religion or the customs. But if you like antiques, as I say to people who I meet, if you're an Antiques Roadshow watcher on PBS, you'll like this book because this runs the gamut of all types of mediums and materials, from all metals to textiles to ceramics, etc. And I try to explain every piece in not simplistic terms, but easy to understand terms. So it's not intimidating, like, I don't know what this guy's talking about. I don't know. I have no idea what holiday he's referring to. I'm a Presbyterian living in Iowa. This is completely foreign to me. That is the opposite reaction I wanted for the book I did. I wanted it to be where you open up a page, and as long as you have a high school level understanding of the English language, I explain everything in very easy to understand terms.
Well,
it's
again,
not an intimidating book at all about Judaism or the Jewish religion.
Right. Well, I'm looking at page 121, and there is a wonderful cameo of Rachel. And my wife collects cameos, and I don't think I've ever seen one. And it's just a fun piece. Now you do have some of the higher end material. You know, I was looking through the chapter on menorahs and what have you, and there are some good ones in there. So I mean, some excellent ones in there actually. But on the other hand, just like you said, you do have just some of the basic ones as well.
Yes, in the menorah chapter as a perfect example, I have I think around 30 or 32 menorahs in that chapter, and you'll find, you know, silver examples made for a very high end audience living in pre-war Vienna and Germany. And you'll find low-end examples, such as a brass menorah that was given as a promotional giveaway for a Yiddish newspaper in New York in the 1920s. So I really do run, like you said, the gamut between high-end and much lower-end. Besides my limited budget in collecting, I don't look at what items are valued at on the contemporary marketplace for how I buy pieces for my collection. It's strictly got to be on an attractive level, an interesting level for the period in time. There are $100,000 menorahs that are from 150 years ago that don't do anything for me because they're ostentatious for one reason or another. But simple little menorahs that perhaps I could sell for $50 to $100 that have some moving element about it, I jump on them. So the menorah section is a perfect example in my book where you'll find high-end pieces for the high-end crowd, high-end society, to much, much lower-end pieces, but all, I hope, come across as attractive in their own right.
Right, and so I want to thank my guest. We've been talking with Sadik, that's T-S-A-D-I-K Kaplan. He is the author of Jewish Antiques from Menorahs to Seltzer Bottles. He can be reached by email at Sadik, T-S-A-D-I-K 613@gmail.com. If you have a question or maybe you have an old Jewish memorabilia you'd like to talk to him about, please send him an email. Thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you, Harry.
All right, well, a fun topic. Again, you know, we're so often in the antiques and collectibles trade, books are focused on the high end of the marketplace. And so it was just totally fun to see in this particular instance a book where we were looking at really the stuff that people had announced. Now, not that it's inexpensive in the marketplace, but there was a lot of stuff in that book that you could buy for under $100 in the secondary market. Well, don't turn that dial. There's more of what you got coming up ahead. We'll be right back.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-303-5254. 800-303-5254. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-303-5254. 800-303-5254.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me.
Hey, Harry's wild. He loves talking about antiques and collectibles. I can't do that if you don't give me a call. So let's try to keep Tom, who's filling in for Ben today as my producer and phone screener. We're glad to have him on board. Let's get those phone lines filled up. 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Hopefully we're getting a call or two coming in right now, where it looks like Tom is trying to send me a message. Let's hope that's working out. Meanwhile, here we are. Nope, he's sailing me. All lines are open, so we got plenty of opportunity for you to call in to the show right now. Again, want to make a plea for the mailbag. I know it sounds like I'm being awful repetitive this week. Don't mean to do that. But the mailbag is really slim. And the mailbag is great for me because it gives me a chance to do some research work during the week and develop stronger answers. Let me just kind of mention the way to send me an email is Harry L. Rinker. Use my middle initial, Harry L. Rinker at AOL. com. Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. Please start your email and listen to What You Got and give us the name of the station or how you're listening to What You Got. You might be listening on the internet. And if you're going to attach pictures, do them as JPEG or zip files. Now, the more information you can provide, the better. The only thing I cannot do is do personal answers. I'll select those letters or emails that I think are the most interesting and answer them here on the air. If for some reason you've emailed me and I haven't gotten to your email, by all means, then just pick up the phone and give us a call. What You Got streams live on Sunday mornings. For many of you, if you have friends who don't have an affiliate in the area, here's how they can listen to What You Got. They just go up to their computer, click on this email or this website address, www.gcnlive.com, www.gcnlive.com, George Charlie Nancy Live.com. If you go there on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 Eastern, 7 to 9 Central, 6 to 8 Mountain, 5 to 7 Pacific Time, you'll see my picture. Click on that, and you'll be able to listen to What You Got. What You Got is also archived up on the Internet. You can go up to GCNLive.com at any time. Click on Listen on the toolbar. A menu will drop down. Pick What You Got. Pick the week and the hour of the show you'd like to listen to, and boom, you'll be able to hear it right then and there. So we hope you will do that. Mentioned earlier in the show that this past week I was up visiting with Barb Jersey, who runs Wonder Woman and Antique Estate Sales, Wonder Woman Estate Sales. Also meeting with Bob Howe from Epic Auctions and Estate Sales. Bob and I are going to bring back the Institute for the Study of Antiques and Collectibles next summer. I used to have this educational operation back in the 1990s and then kind of put it on hold for a number of years, and now we're going to resurrect it again, where you can come and actually go to Antiques and Collectibles Summer Camp and learn about stuff. Well, meanwhile, we're going to go up to WCLO country in Beloit, Wisconsin, and talk to Bob. Hi, Bob. What you got?
Good morning. I have an oil. I want to say they used it back in the day where you'd put oil in this can. There's a little flip lever on the handle, and then you drop the snout into the crankcase cover.
Yes, we remember that stuff.
Yeah, I've got about two or three of them, and one actually is about, I'd like to say close to 20 inches long. I don't know. It's a shorter version, and it looks like it's got the one-quart model here.
Well, they came in different sizes, and you know, they were common fixtures in gasoline stations in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and I remember seeing them as a kid, and I forget why. I think we had a small one around the house for some reason that my dad used. I don't know if he used it, how he used it, or had some kind of lubricant in it or something, that maybe for the bicycles or saw, chainsaw or something. But anyway, the smaller ones sell in the $10 to $15 range. The larger ones sell in the $25 to $35 range.
Yeah, this actually has a brand name stamped into it, and it's Huffman's.
Huffman? Yeah, Huffman, yep. Okay, well, that makes sense to me. Yeah, well, the guys that will buy them are, you know, we talk every once in a while on the show about what we call Petroliana collectibles, and those are the guys that literally build these gas stations in their garages, and they love this kind of stuff. And
you know, it's more of a man cave item, you're saying.
Yeah, it is. I'm always amazed to see how things have changed. You know, when I have to put oil in the car, you go into any one of these gas stations today, and you get this little bottle of oil, sometimes with a little bit of a turn to the top so you can put it in. But then I found out that if you just ask, they have giveaway plastic.
They give you a paper funnel now.
Yeah, they do. That's exactly right. I never knew. Dumb me. You know, what do I know about cars? But I finally did that the other day, and the woman says, "Would you like a paper funnel?" And I said, "How much does that cost?" He said, no, they're free. I said, "I'll take one." But, you know... But, you know, I remember the old metal funnels that Dad used to put oil in. You know, but when you have to, when you took a can of oil and a church key and put that, you know, triangular-shaped hole in there and poured it in the funnel to get it into the car. But, you know, hey, but that's, you know, it's funny about that, Bob, because in a way that's what antiques and collectibles are all about. I keep telling people that we sell stories in my business. And
that's the most interesting. interesting part, Harry, and I listen to you as much as I can every Sunday, and I first thing when it comes on, I'm thinking, geez, I have to have something I can call Harry and ask him about.
Well, that's great. By the way, I want to mention to you, now we're still finalizing exactly what's going to happen, but I'm coming to Janesville, Wisconsin, on March the 19th. Now, the center of it is that the Salvation Army does its Tin Cup Luncheon that day, and I'm going to be the featured speaker there. But we're trying to get worked out a series of appraisal clinics in the afternoon that evening. I know the fellow from the Salvation Army is talking to all my good friends, Tom Bremel and others over at WCLO, so I'm sure we're going to put something together. And I'm looking forward. I was up there a couple of years ago at the Pontiac Center. I had a great time. So I'm looking forward to coming back.
Well, I'm going to definitely keep my ears open. I listen to WCLO every morning, so I'm sure they're going to have some information on that event, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of fun for me. I love going out into the regional sites. We had Tom Sadek Kaplan on talking about his book on Judaica. One of the reasons I've never got involved in what I call the New York scene or the Chicago scene or Boston scene, the antiques and collectibles marketplace, although I had a chance to do that in the 70s, and I probably would be incredibly richer than I am at the moment. But I just love the common ordinary stuff. I mean, and that's what I've made my whole career about is, you know, what do people use in their house? You know, what do they have around the house? Well, anyway, thanks for the call. We're going to go up to KBOZ Country next up in Bozeman, Montana. Talk to James. Hey, hi, James. What you got?
Good morning, Harry. I've got an old Coleman, like a camp table, but it's got metal legs that you take apart, and it's got kind of a metal fabric on top, a type of a fabric that is, you know, you use it for camping and stuff like that, and it folds up into like a little suitcase.
Yep.
You know, it's very, I mean, it's all metal and very old. I mean, I know that my dad had it. I don't know how far it goes back beyond that.
You know, I have to tell you, I loved Coleman. Coleman was one of those companies that he had a company archivist for years that you could call up and ask about anything antique or vintage Coleman, and he would tell you all this. Unfortunately, he left the company, and now you don't have much of anything. But I think you're looking at, assuming it's in decent shape, you could be looking at $35 to $50 as a well. Not everybody does this, okay. But there are Coleman collectors out there now, mostly for the lanterns and other things. But even so, there's still those people that love those old camping kind of things. I mean, if it's not in great shape, you're talking $15 to $25.
But
as I said, there is this small group of Coleman collectors out there. Well, James, thanks for your call. We appreciate that. Want to thank all of you who've been listening to What You Got today, and it's fun for me. I think sometimes think you all like to hear me talk more than you like to talk to me, but don't forget to try to get some emails into that mailbag for this week, HarryLRinker@AOL.com. I would really appreciate that. Meanwhile, how about checking around your house, attics, basements, closets, garages, and sheds? See what you might have so you can give me a call when we're on the air next week. I want to thank Tom for filling in for Ben as my producer and phone screener today. Glad to have him back. Glad to have you listening. I want to remind all of you, too, to stay tuned to this radio station. It has more fine programming coming up ahead. Have a great week, everybody. Be back next week at this same time.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.